you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
A productive employee is a valuable employee. And if you're having difficulties staying focused at work, then that can severely impact your chances of moving up. After some research, we've come up with several tips to help you minimize the distractions at work and remain as focused and productive as possible. I'm Vaughn Davis. You're listening to Career Talk.
Tip number one, keep your desk clear of unnecessary paperwork.
Without other matters demanding your attention every few moments, you should be able to complete the tasks at hand much quicker. This should also help to reduce anxiety over other pressing projects, helping you to focus and work more efficiently.
Tip number two, list your tasks in order of priority.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the tasks demanding your attention at work, and giving into that feeling can lead to hours of unproductivity. On the other hand, having a clear and visible list showing your tasks from most to least important will help you to focus on one task at a time. Taking that approach will help you to reduce your anxiety and help you get more done.
Tip number three, limit getting up from your desk.
Don't get us wrong. We're not saying don't get up from your desk. We're saying instead of getting up absent-mindedly, ask yourself if you need to get up or if you can wait till later. Eventually, you will start to restrict the amount of time you spend away from your desk unnecessarily. And hopefully, more time at your desk should mean more productivity.
Tip number four, work for specified time limits and take scheduled breaks.
The fact is that the human brain can only concentrate for so long at any given time. Trying to push yourself beyond your limits will only leave you feeling drained and unable to function as the day progresses. Avoid burnout by working in blocks such as 50 minutes in each hour and spend the other 10 minutes on break. Doing this should help you to focus and avoid procrastination.
Tip number five, develop a do-it-now attitude.
Like it or not, there is truth to the age-old saying, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. If you're in a position to complete a task, you're much better off doing just that. There is a high likelihood that after you break from one task, another will crop up, then another, and another, and before you know it, you will be too busy to get back to the first one. Nothing makes you feel unproductive like carrying old tasks over into a new workday. You're better off just doing it now.
And tip number six, do the tasks you hate most first.
Once you've completed the tasks you hate most, you'll be surprised at how refreshed and rejuvenated you feel. Tackling those tasks when you are most focused will allow you to complete them sooner and with much less mental anguish. Not to mention, you'll be less likely to give in to procrastination, making it easier to maintain your overall focus. So to recap, here are our suggestions. Keep your desk clear of unnecessary paperwork. List your tasks in order of priority. Limit getting up from your desk. Work for specified time limits and take scheduled breaks. Develop a do-it-now attitude and do the tasks you hate most first. Hopefully these ideas help you to stay focused at work and get more done. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring thing. Beware. Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.